Today we're going to talk about the power of friendship. The most important influences in our lives are those that we surround ourselves with by choice. Did you know when you get the wrong people out of your life, the wrong things stop happening? Did you know that? Did you know that if you have the right friends that are wise, you're going to become wise? If you have friends that are idiots, you're going to become an idiot. The Jewish rabbis used to say, find a wise man and wear his doorpost out. We're going to be talking about the power of friendship for a few minutes this morning because I believe we're living in a time where winds of change are blowing and where God is bringing a season of transition, and that usually hits us all relationally right where we live. So today we're going to put the Bible leather where the shoe leather is, and we're going to talk about the importance of friendship. Because did you know a positive friend can be there during the tipping point of your life and point you to God, but the wrong friend can be there at the tipping point and lead you to ruin? We could also call this sermon, "But Amnon Had a Friend." I want to read just a bit from 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 1. "And it came to pass after this that Absalom, the son of David, had a fair sister whose name was Tamar. And Amnon, the son of David, loved her. And Amnon was so vexed that he fell sick for his sister Tamar, for she was a virgin. And Amnon thought it hard for him to do anything to her. But Amnon had a friend whose name was Jonadab, the son of Shimei, David's brother. And Jonadab was a very subtle man, and he said unto him, Why art thou, being the king's son, lean from day to day? Wilt thou not tell me? And Amnon said, I love Tamar, my brother Absalom's sister. And Jonadab said, Lay thee down on the bed and make thyself sick. And when thy father cometh to see thee, say unto him, I pray thee, let my sister Tamar come and give me meat and dress the meat in my sight, that I may see it and eat it at her hand. So Amnon lay down," verse 6 says, "and he made himself sick. And when the king was come to see him, Amnon said to the king, I pray thee, let Tamar my sister come and make me a couple of cakes in my sight, that I may eat at her hand." "Then David sent home to Tamar, saying, Go now to thy brother Amnon's house and dress him meat. So Tamar went to her brother Amnon's house, and he was laid down, and she took flour and kneaded it and made cakes in his sight and did bake the cakes. And she took a pan and poured them out before him, and he refused to eat. And Amnon said, Have out all the men from me. And they went out, every man from him. And Amnon said unto Tamar, Bring me the meat into the chamber, that I may eat of thine hand. And Tamar took the cakes that she had made, and she brought them into the chamber of Amnon, her brother. And when she had brought them unto him to eat, he took hold of her and said, Come lie with me, my sister. And she answered, Nay, my brother, do not force me, for no such thing ought to be done in Israel. Do not do this folly. Amnon has sex with his sister. The Bible says as soon as he had had his way with her, he hated her more than he had wanted her, and he put her out. And the scripture says the thing was told to David, and he did nothing. And it says that his brother Absalom heard that his sister had been violated and seethed with anger, and he waited 2 full years. But at the end of 2 full years, Amnon was killed at a banquet. Amnon had a friend. Did you know that the most important relationships are those of choice? Because you'll listen to your chosen friends before you listen to your own family. Isn't that true? I remember when I was little, I'd listen to Mrs. Curry next door. I'd listen to a serial murderer over my children. Over my parents, I mean. Mom and Dad would tell me something, and I'd go, yeah, 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 and I'd go next door to Phil or something that's been married 5 times, is smoking through his neck. And I'd listen to him before I'd listen to my own parents. Friendship is very powerful and very significant, but I want you to notice in this text, Amnon, who is he? He is the son of King David. He is royalty. He had everything. This kid was born with a silver spoon in his mouth. He had all the gold you could ever want. He had all the silver you could ever want. Everything this life had to offer belonged to Amnon. Amnon was royalty. First of all, he had a reputation to what Amnon would never have raped his sister. That never would have entered his mind. But you know, the Bible says Amnon had a friend. Did you know most of the things we get into in life, we never would have gotten into unless we had a friend that was there going, oh, come on. What's one time? Whenever I eat a cookie, I go, it's just one cookie. But I say that every cookie. That spells trouble after a while. Did you think of most of the things that you go through and that the decisions you made morally in your past that ruined your life, there was usually somebody there that just at the tipping point pushed you over the edge. Come on, show up or blow up. What's your trip? Don't be so anal about this. What are you so limited for? Come on. Amnon had a friend. He had a reputation. Amnon normally never would have done such a thing. Such a thing had never been mentioned in Israel. Here's the thing, Amnon is the king's son, but his half-sister is gorgeous. So he's lusting after his half-sister. Did you know sometimes you can't control the birds that fly over your head, but you can control the birds that nest in your hair? Did you know that? It is not a sin to be tempted. It's a sin to act on temptation. See, all kinds of wacko thoughts go through your mind, and they're going to as long as you're on this planet. But birds flying over your head is different than birds nesting in your hair. You know what I'm talking about? Okay, Tamar may have been a babe, and she may have walked by in that suggestive robe, and he may have gone, oh, my goodness. But he didn't need, see, the bird flew over his head. He didn't need to focus on it, get consumed with it. Because once you focus on something and get consumed with something, that's when you begin. Now, but most of us are concerned enough about our reputation that there are certain things we would never do. But when you have a friend, he had a friend named Jonadab. We'll get to Jonadab in a minute. Or Jonadabus, whatever the case may be in your life. You see, he had a friend, the Bible says, that was a subtle man. This was not some overt wacko. This was somebody who was smooth as silk. But did you know the wrong friend at the wrong place, at the wrong time in your life, at the tipping point, can push you over the edge? Amnon had a reputation that should have restrained him from such action. But he had a friend that in this case influenced him to do the unspeakable. And by the way, Jonadab never would have listened to him talk about this unless Jonadab was somehow an immoral man, you know. Amnon goes up and says, you know, I'm having the nastiest thoughts about my half-sister. Well, that's when a good friend right then would tell you the truth and would lead you in the right way and say, you know, the birds fly over your head, honey. Don't let that nest in your hair. I'm going to pray for you right now. Did you know a godly friend will save your life? When those birds are flying over your head of temptation and they start nesting in your hair, and we see them. By the way, we see all those birds nesting in your hair. Wah, wah, wah. And you're going, what? What? What are you looking at? Loved one, we know what you're focused on. You may have a reputation, but we can all see. I always say, are you looking through your glasses or at your glasses? Yeah, you're looking through your glasses. We're looking at your glasses. You're looking through your life. We're looking at your life. We can see you in a way you cannot see yourself. And see, Amnon right then, when he started looking at his half-sister lustfully, a good friend would have said, stop out of that right now in Jesus' name. Let's pray right now. We need to get your mind out of the gutter, and we need to get you into the Word of God. See, a friend who sticks closer than a brother that God gives you at the tipping point will always point you to God. You know friendships are of God because they always point you to God. A friend, a male or female friend God gives you that is from heaven is always going to point you to God. They are never going to point you away from God. Now, don't you ever listen to the lie that Christians don't have any fun. I have more fun than anybody in this room because I'm just 51 and childlike. Not childish. I'm childlike. I have a teaching on that. Big distinction. But I want you to notice something. Godly friends point you to God. Godly friends speak sense into you. Godly people speak wisdom into you. They are not going to be Jonadabs that say, well, who's going to know? Look at how slick Jonadab is. He says, well, you know what we need to do is we need to get your dad, who's the king, into this thing. And so let's lie to him. And then you act like you're sick. You lay down. Is that you, Tamar? Is that you? See, act sick and weak, and then tell the king that you want your half-sister to come and take care of you for a few days. Loved one, Jonadab was a sly man. I believe God is bringing winds of change to our relationships, and I believe one of the things he's doing is he's blowing out some old friends from our lives. People, places, and things that don't point us to God but point us away from God. And everybody said, amen. You feel the winds of change? If there's a person, place, or thing that God is trying to blow out of your life or remove from your life and you're holding, they're, you know, it's like the Wizard of Oz. They're blowing off and you're holding onto their ankle. Come back, come back. God, Andy, Don't hold on to what God's taking away. Let it go. Let it go. Amnon's friend Jonadab, I wish, would have walked out in front of a chariot the day before. Some friends, if they're friends, then the devil's name has no meaning. You see, Amnon had a reputation that would normally restrain him from this. Secondly, he had a conscience. He had been a good boy up until now. Did you know you're always one moral decision away from utter ruin? Isn't that a comfort? I know I'm supposed to give you hope and joy. I'm going to do that. But first, let me tell you the truth. The truth is, loved one, sometimes, there are things. He was a good boy. He would never think of doing such a thing. But you see, if you hang around the wrong crowd, you show me your friends and I'll show you your future. Show me your friends and I'll show you your future. If you're not hanging around people that are going where you want to go and they're pointing you to God, then you are not going on that road. And I can tell you, you're diametrically opposed to what's necessary for your life. God's trying to take some people away, and we're killing in order to keep them. You know, oh Lord, don't take them, God. Jonadabs must go in this season. Jonadabuses must go, because the wrong friend in your life at the tipping point, and I believe we're at a tipping point in our lives. We're at a crossroads in all of our lives right now. And we need wisdom spoken into our lives. We need friends that are going to speak us to God. But it's my best friend. Then get a new best friend. Sitting at the bar with Simon, like I said, 16 wives smoking through his neck. Come on over to old Simon, tell you about what a woman needs. Come on over here, let me tell you. Now I know everything there is. You know what? You do not take wisdom from Simon at the bar smoking through his neck. Jonadabs may be subtle and smooth, but they're pointing you away from God. And at the tipping point of your life, you do not want to go to Alec the alcoholic to ask whether it's okay for you to start drinking Korbel Brut. Wrong source. The heroin addict with needles sticking out of his arm and scars up and down his arm, you're going to ask him, you know, is it really that bad that I shoot up for the first time? Who you hang around will define your life. And God is trying to bring new people into our lives. The Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15:33 that bad companions produce bad things. Evil companions produce evil things. And if we hang around, Proverbs tells us that if we hang around wise people, we become wise. If we hang around fools, we become fools. Now, I know this is very elementary, but I think some of us always need to hear the basics one more time. When the wrong people leave your life, the wrong things stop happening. What's wrong? It's a spiral. It's out of control. When the wrong people leave your life, the wrong things will stop happening. And so, you see, Amnon, he had a reputation that normally would have kept him from committing such an egregious sin. He had a conscience. Up until then, he'd been a good boy. And there are times in life when you've been living the right life, and it takes one influence. I don't care if it's you've got father issues and it's an older man that comes into your life that's a Jonadab, or ladies, you've had some issues with your mom and some older lady. If it isn't a righteous old man or a righteous old lady, you turn, walk, run, do not walk to the nearest exit, because you don't need a fool speaking into your life. And did you know you can say you have mumps, but if you have measles, you communicate measles. They can talk like they're wise, but what they are is what they communicate to you. A fool is a fool is a fool. And if you pick a fool as a friend, you're going to get foolish counsel. Let me tell you a story. I remember a situation as a pastor. I see a few things about people's lives. I remember when a wind blew through a certain church, and the thing was, all the women were getting divorced, and they all started hanging out together. And all these women that were frustrated with their husbands all started hanging out together, and they all started picking their men apart, and they all, by God, if after a while there was one woman at the root of that Jonadabus came in with her own negativity, didn't have a walk with God, came in with her own struggles, started speaking into the lives of all the women, lo and behold, if they all didn't get frustrated and they all didn't realize one day their needs weren't being met, and they all did, and they were all infected and all divorced within 2 years. Who you hang around will dictate at the tipping point of your relationship. It may be bad. And I'm not picking on anybody in a relationship situation. I'm just simply saying, wherever your tipping point is in life, it could be to do with your marriage. It could be to do with your friendship. It could be to do with your business decisions. At the tipping point, you need godly friends to point you to God and speak wisdom into your life. Godly counsel. People that are going to say, I'm going to tell you the truth, whether it hurts or not. You can throw me through that window, but I'm going to tell you the truth. You're going the wrong way, Amnon. Quit looking at your half-sister's butt when she walks by. This is not right. Get out. Get your mind out of the gutter. See, that's what a godly friend would have done, and Amnon's reputation and his conscience would have combined with a good friend, and he never would have done this. But see, Amnon had a friend. Wrong friend. Who is Jonadab? Jonadab is a smooth guy that hooked up to Amnon and his family. He was related in the family. But he wasn't overtly loud and disgusting. You know what? The devil does not wear a red suit with horns and a pitchfork, just to let you know. On the deviled ham commercials, he doesn't look like that. The Bible says he is a fallen angel, but he is an angel of light. There's nothing that says the luster, the beauty has ever been affected. The devil is gorgeous. He is attractive. He only offers you candy-coated bombs. He never offers you a plate of maggot-ridden manure because you would never eat that. But you will eat something that looks great. The devil is smooth. He's deceptive. He will tell you what you want to hear. He'll put his arm around your shoulder. He is always attractive. If he wasn't attractive, we would never listen for a minute. But he only has three things: gold, gals, and glory. Three G's, or gold, guys, and glory. Three G's. That's it. Money, sex, and power. He has three guns that he pulls. Only three, always three, and they always bring us down. Gold, gals, and glory. If he doesn't get you with the pleasure, possessions, position, if he doesn't get you on one of the G's, you're doing pretty well. God's doing a sanctification work in your life. Well, guess what? Amnon got caught on the gal. See? And the people who say, well, I'm not interested in pleasure and sex, yeah, they're into covetousness, and they're trying to get possessions. They're trying to get things all the time. You ever seen people that have a passionate relationship with money? M-O-N-E-Y, power, money. You see, gold, gals, and glory, money, sex, and power, the only three temptations. Amnon failed. It was one of the three G's. But Jonadab was slick enough to speak into his life in a subtle way. You see, the devil isn't overt. He's very subtle. Oh, who's going to know? Come on, Amnon. Just pretend you're sick and don't make such a big deal about it. You know, when you're at a tipping point, you need godly people speaking into your life. And you know what? You know down in your knower people that you shouldn't be listening to. And you know, I always like to say when most people ask for counsel, they're looking for an accomplice. That's my experience. 35 years of ministry experience, right there. Okay? You know, Pastor, I was wondering if you want a rubber stamp and someone to agree with you, and you want agreement. That's what you want. You don't want anything else. See, if people ask you your opinion, I remember an old Chuck Norris movie where Chuck says to a criminal, if I want your opinion, I'll beat it out of you. Isn't that a great line? You see, sometimes we act like we're looking for counsel, but we're really looking for an accomplice. And if you have a Jonadab, the wrong friend at the wrong place at the wrong time at a tipping point, they will tip you over to unrighteousness, and you will find yourself doing things you never dreamt that you would do. So Amnon had a reputation. Normally he wouldn't have done this. And he had a conscience that normally would have kept him from this, but he also had an education. This guy knew the Word of God. Psalm 119:9, thy word have I hidden my heart that I might not sin against thee. David himself had taught this young man God's word. He had an education, he had a reputation, he had a conscience, he had an education. He had every filter against unrighteousness, but he had a friend, Jonadab. Now, I think our focus today needs to be to cast out the Jonadab spirit, to ask God to bring his wind through our lives, to bring his fire through our lives, and burn up the wood, hay, and stubble of the bad relationships and the bad friendships that are actually leading us in the direction of unrighteousness. Now, you know, on the flip side, there's nothing more redemptive than having good friends in our lives. A good friend is the greatest breath of fresh air you'll ever have. But you know they're good friends sent by God because they point you to God. You know, Henry Cloud and John Townsend wrote a book years ago called Finding Safe Relationships. And they're talking about not finding perfect friendships because you'll never find them. They don't exist. But safe relationships, it's on a continuum. Safe people are people that sort of flow, they ebb and flow in your life. There's always a mutuality with them. They're safe with your secrets. They can be trusted over time. You know, they're safe people. They're a haven to which you can take the pearls of your heart and you can pour out your circumstances. And, you know, they sift the grain from the husks and with a breath of kindness, they blow the husks away. And they underscore the 16 traits of safe people. We need safe people in our lives. They equal good friends. Good friends will always point you to God, and they will help you be the you God made you to be. When you're around good friends, they're going to bring the best out in you. They're going to be the people who stand by you. When the whole world walks out, the good friend is walking in. They're going to be there sticking closer than a brother. Doesn't matter if it's good times, bad times, they're there. But did you know there are different kinds of people in our lives? Different kinds of people. There are confidants. And there are constituents, and there are comrades. Confidants are people who are there for you. They love you, period. No matter what, hell or high water, they're there for you. Constituents are people who are there for what you're for. Like they believe in the same thing you do. They're there for your cause. It could even be in the ministry. They're there for the spreading of the gospel. But as soon as a better ship comes along, they leave you and jump on that ship and go on to help the cause somewhere else. See, confidants are there for you. They love you. Constituents are there for what you're for. And as soon as you're no longer usable, gone. And then there's comrades. Comrades are there because you have a shared enemy. You ever know you enemies breed strange bedfellows? Huh? You get a common enemy, you'll get every religious group joining together on a panel. But it's because comrades just have a shared enemy with you. But I want you to notice, when hard times hit, comrades are gone because they were only in your life because you had a shared enemy. When hard times hit, constituents are gone because they may be there for your message, but someone preaches better than you, so they leave your church and go somewhere else. Only confidants stick forever because they're there for you. They're good friends. See, Amnon needed a confidant, a righteous man. He had a reputation that should have stopped him from raping his half-sister. He had a conscience. He'd never done anything like this before. He had an education that taught him against it. But did you know, if the wrong people come into our lives, they equal the wrong influence. And I want to tell you the end of the story. He rapes his sister Tamar, and it says that she goes into permanent exile. She never married. She never had children. She was barren and fruitless for the rest of her life. And her brother Absalom, you may know about Absalom in the Bible, he had the long, beautiful hair. He later led an insurrection against his daddy. Absalom was so peeved about what happened that Amnon had raped her that he waited 2 full years till everything cooled down. Did you know enemies can wait a long time before they strike? Anger can just be seething like coals. You thought the fire went out. The coals and the embers are still there, waiting. Absalom waited for 2 years, and in a vulnerable moment, he went up and he killed Amnon. Amnon's sin brought barrenness to his sister, fruitlessness to her life, and brought his downfall and death. And through that example, Absalom rebelled against David and wound up hanging from his hair, and he wound up dead. Did you know the wrong person at the wrong time at a tipping point in your life can push you over the edge? There's power in friendship. Let's pray that God gives us wise friends. Wise friends always point you to God. Wise friends always tell you the truth, no matter what you think. Wise friends know when you're asking, not for wisdom, but for an accomplice, and they'll say no, because they love you too much to lie to you. And see, a wise man or woman in your life at the tipping point, you know what I mean? We're right now at the tipping point and at the crossroads of our lives. Some of you, I'm speaking to you right now. The Lord sent me today. You're at a tipping point. You're at a crossroads. Woody Allen did a movie on the tipping point, showing in slow motion a tennis ball, that moment when it hits the net, and it could go one way or the other. It just could go one way or the other, and it goes on one side of the court. And there are intricacies in our lives. There are dominoes set at work, hitting other dominoes in our lives. And at the end of those dominoes, there's a good friend or there's a bad friend. There's a godly friend or there's a Jonadab. So choose your friends wisely. And you know what? Be willing to let go of anybody that God, that with his wind is blowing out of your life. Be willing to let the fire consume the wood, hand, stubble of Jonadabs and Jonadabuses, because we do not need negative influences in our lives at strategic tipping point times. And that's where we are right now. So let's just pray right now that we acknowledge the power of friendship. Father, we thank you for the power of friendship. Thank you that it's a force for good created by you in order to give us a relationship, for us to be known and be known and love and be loved. But Lord, we want friends that will point us to God. And we give you permission to bring those people into our lives right now in Jesus' name. And Lord, we also don't want the Jonadabs. We don't want the Jonadabuses. We don't want the people, like in Amnon's case, that were there at the tipping point and turned him to unrighteousness. Lord, we're so sensitive to the fact that we're gullible and we're easily led. Lord, remove from our lives the people, places, and things you no longer want for us. And bring in the blessing in Jesus' name. And everyone said, give God praise. Give him praise right now. Give him praise.